This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. Good morning, if you're just joining us. We're so glad that you're here. John Whitehead, he's an attorney. He's an author, a very good author, very biting author about rights and what it means and what this world, how it's closing in on them. His concern for the persecuted and oppressed has led him to establish the Rutherford Institute. And many of you know that and the great work that they've done. Located, headquartered in Charlottesville, Virginia. He writes a weekly column. He's written many books. One of them, Battlefield America. We'll talk a little bit later. We are so proud to welcome to the show John Whitehead.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's very nice to have you on. I'm a fan. I know Sam's probably a bigger fan than I am in what your work and what you're doing about rights. Now, John, yesterday was Independence Day. I'm going to start here. And the conversation came up with my in-laws. I don't know if you have any in-laws, but I got a lot of them.
I got a lot of them, too.
Okay, so you understand where I'm probably going with this. So
I have five kids so who've grown up. So.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you know where I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know where you're going.
So we start talking about police, and I made the comment, police habitually, systematically, systemically violate our rights. And boy, did that start a storm. My one sister-in-law said, no, they don't. I said, do you know what the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights is? No. Do you know what the Fifth Amendment is? No. Do you know what the Seventh Amendment is? She said, no. I said, well, how in the heck do you know if the police are violating our rights or not if you don't know what they are?
Well, you know, I have students who study with me during the summer, law students. And for 30 years, 32 years in the program, I have yet to find one law student who can give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment. So they don't teach them in the schools anymore, no. And unless I talk to local, you know, police around the country, and we have, by the way, a Bill of Rights card you can put in your billfold. And you can go to our website. Any amount of donation you get it, we'll send it to you free. But I've given it to local police who look at me and I read the Fourth Amendment to them. They look at me blankly. Like, whoa. I have one really good friend who teaches in police academies, and he told me one day, he says, John, I'm known as the anti-cop. This is a good local policeman. And I said, why are you known as the anti-cop? He said, I teach the Fourth Amendment. And I went, oh. That's true. He said, a lot of them don't want to hear it anymore about unreasonable searches and seizures and protecting your privacy and those kind of things. But that's the basis of the freedoms. You know, we were given those by you know, people like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison were pushing heavily for a Bill of Rights. They wanted to protect us from government invasions. And when I use the word police, I'm not talking about local police. You know, they're part of it. But, you know, FBI agents now, all the things that we can go in on this program. But, I mean, if you don't know your rights, and I'm telling people, know your rights and assert them. When you're pulled over and by a policeman, and you can go to our website, we have constitutional Q&As. We have one on what you can do, question and answer, if you're pulled over by a policeman. Should you tell them everything? Well, the Fourth Amendment says you don't have to. You can if you want, and then you might end up in the court of law, even though you've done nothing wrong. And by the way, we can go, I've defended a lot of people who have done nothing wrong, like grow tomatoes in their yard, which I didn't know was against the law in a lot of places.
Well,
we defended
apparently
a woman in Virginia, who had one chicken in her backyard for eggs. The police arrived and confiscated chickens. Against the law to have a chicken in your backyard. One chicken.
Well, did they take it in the back of the police car? That's
they
what I
took it know away, and she never saw it again. But, you know, it's the kind of cases I'm seeing today, people say, well, as long as I'm not doing anything wrong. I said, there are so many laws today being passed across the country. I mean, there was a guy in Texas who spent 18 days in jail, a janitor, because his grass was 1 inch too long.
Oh, my word.
He did nothing wrong in the true sense of the word, but that's what we're seeing. And the fines are heavy. They make money off of it, the local governments do. And the people are just not doing anything about it.
John, we got to go to break, and you're getting my mind going all over the place. We're going to go back to this and what we can and can't do right after this break, because this is a fantastic resource we have. John Whitehead from Rutherford.org. We will be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 8 minutes after the hour. John Whitehead, founder of Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org, also author of Battlefield America. We're going to get into that, the growing police state that we're seeing. And I didn't plan to go here, but this is what happens when you talk to this quality of people. Your mind just starts going. Many people are confused what to do when they're stopped by police or interacting with the police in some other way. Give us some do's and don'ts. How do we deal with police interactions, at least by our rights?
Well, if you're pulled over in a car, I mean, you know, again, the things I suggest, again, if you go to our website at Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, we have a document called, you know, how to deal with police when you're pulled over, et cetera. You can read it clearly, but and we mentioned a few cases, but the key is, I tell people be respectful, don't be aggressive. A, keep your hands in full view, put your hands on the steering wheel. People have actually been shot recently, and these are documented cases where they've reached for their wallet too quickly. And the policeman may have, and here's the thing, when they pull you over today, they have all the information, whether you own a gun, And people don't realize this, but the Department of Homeland Security passes this down to local police. They're called threat assessments. They go from green to red. If you're a returning veteran, your threat assessment goes up high. If you own a legally owned firearm, whether it's a shooting, you know, one you used to shoot with, or a rifle or a pistol, your threat assessment goes up because that policeman will have that on his cell phone or his what's called a textilizer now. And he can be antsy, or she can be antsy. So be really careful. Keep your hands. Answer your questions. You have a right to remain silent and ask to see a lawyer. If they start asking you detailed questions about your property or whatever, be very careful. And, again, be respectful. Show them your license when they ask for it. And here's the thing. Say, officer, I'm reaching for my license at this point or my registration. And look them in the eye when you say it. And, because again, if you look at, go to the Rutherford website, read my book, Battlefield America, I go through a lot of the cases where people are getting shot just showing their wallets now.
Well, you talk, let me back
again,
up something.
Again, if you're a returning military veteran, we defend a lot of veterans, their threat assessment is high. So be very, very careful. I mean, there's a special program from the Department of Homeland Security called Operation Vigilant Eagle. All returning veterans are watched now and tracked. Believe it or not, they go over there and they fight for their country. They come back here and they're suspects.
Well, that's where I wanted to go.
What was the name of that program again,
Operation Vigilant Eagle.
That's where I was going to go. Why are we seeing that?
There's just a paranoia. I mean, I talked to an Air Force pilot who was one of my interns. He's a lawyer now and he works with us. He had a five-minute examination. And he said that the psychiatrist looked at him and said, well, yeah, we're concerned about some of the things you've done. Therefore, you will not be able to own a weapon. And they're denied the right to own a weapon. There's like 200,000 veterans right now running around this country that are not supposed to have weapons. And they haven't done anything wrong. They just went over there and fought the war.
So this is a blanket designation that they're attaching to.
Basically so, yes. Now, the guy I talked to was a fighter pilot, I mean, Air Force Academy, and he was just shocked. He said, I can't believe they did this to me.
Well, let's continue with police interactions and what to do and not to do. Go ahead and continue.
Well, just like I said, at a certain point when they start asking personal questions, just say, sir, I know I have under the Constitution, I have a right. And a lot of the times the police are not reading your Miranda warnings, which are, you know, you have a right to remain silent and the right to have an attorney. And ask for to see a lawyer if you feel they're going too far.
Okay. Let me stop you right there before we get further. Now, many people are saying if they bring up the Constitution, some of these police departments are being trained that Constitution is a dirty word, and that means domestic terrorists, and they're called for backup.
Yep.
Okay, so
well,
how do
well,
we
backup, have... you get arrested, like I say. During that time, anything you say, you might say something silly or whatever, but, you know, just remain respectful and keep asking to see a lawyer. And that's where a lot of people make mistakes. They just start trying to convince the police that, oh, I didn't do this or I didn't do that and I'm this kind of guy and whatever. And they start saying things. And the magistrates that you're taken to a lot of times in the middle of the night are not very friendly to the people because we get those cases. We just had a local lawyer that I work with across the country, a civil liberties lawyer, who was arrested at 12:30 at night just because he poked a guy in the chest the day before in an argument, and they drug him away from his home. And so we're seeing in a lot of the academies, and I get this from policemen who work in the academies, they don't like it. They're being trained militarily now. They're being trained to act like the military. And a lot of policemen and attorneys are military, so they do see us differently than, let's say, Andy Griffith and Barney Fife did us on the old Andy Griffith show. The policeman I grew up with, my next-door neighbor was the chief of police in Bartonville, Illinois. I asked him one day why he didn't carry a gun. He looked at me and said, John, I don't want to shoot anybody.
Simple as that.
He wore a brown outfit, not a black outfit. And black, you know, is the color of authority. So things have radically shifted. Like when I'm in New York City sometimes, when I'm seeing some of the police standing there with their rifles and stuff like that, you know, I walk up and ask for directions, they're really not very friendly anymore. But there's they're fed a lot of paranoia. I really believe that.
Like, well, I was just...
Americans are crazy and all that. You know, the FBI recent statistics report show that crime is at an all-time low in America.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, 2013, the murder rate in America was the lowest in a century. Citizen to citizen.
I was just in Times Square, New York. You mentioned New York. I was shocked because there were, you know, you probably know what I'm talking about. There were four or five guard stations, booths, I don't know, whatever you want to call them. And they had bulletproof vests, AR-15s,
it's a military.
Yeah,
and
they're paramilitary.
George Washington, Madison, Jefferson, they all warned him. Washington was really, he said, do not allow a standing army to develop in this country, because they faced it. And today with the local police, they work with the FBI and different military units. Listen, 80,000 SWAT team raids now annually where they go through people's doors in the middle of the night. 80% of those are from warrant service.
John, did you say 80,000?
80,000 annually, yes.
Most hey, John, could you address when this merge happened, when the federalization of the local police happened? Can you address that?
It began in the late 80s and bumped up a bit during the Clinton and Trump administrations and zoomed during the Obama administration. And it's already zooming under the Trump administration, yes. With all the equipment, I mean, your local police now... Again, if you look at my book, Battlefield America, I go through a lot of it, but, you know, they have sniper rifles that are called MRAPs. They're armored vehicles, drive to your house. They even have vans now that drive by your home, stop in front of your home. They can x-ray your home and see you moving about, put your hand, if you're cleaning a BB gun, of your kid's BB gun, that can look like a real rifle to them, and they might do a background check on you all right away and say, oh, he's not registered that.
And then they make those mistakes.
And people don't realize that if you're a dog lover, some days in America they kill up to 500 dogs a day in this country in SWAT team raids.
Whoa. 500
dogs
a day?
Huh?
500 dogs a day?
Yeah, the statistics, it's between 300 to 500. The stats differ according to who's looking, but they shoot a lot of dogs. I mean, they're shooting poodles, but they do it automatically. They're trained to do that. You know, again, if I saw a poodle, I'd just kick it away and move on. But they're shooting them. I mean, they're trained to do that. Again, I'm a former military officer. I was an infantry officer. I taught an infantry officer, you know, are the gun guys. I taught my men how to shoot and move and militarily. And we were trained like that. That's how we were trained.
Let me get back to my in-laws here, because my in-laws are going to make the argument that, well, if you don't have nothing to hide, then if you're not doing anything wrong, then mm-hmm. what's the problem? Then what does it matter?
Well, what I ask those people, does the Constitution matter? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that really matters. And like I said, you don't have to have anything to hide these days. You can make a routine mistake. A case we had in Florida, which is her name was Nicole Gainey. She allowed her kid just to walk down the street to the playground and did not know it was illegal in her town. The police grabbed the kid off the playground, brought the kid, kept him in a squad car behind her, then handcuffed her and put her knees on her porch, put her down on her knees, then brought the little boy up. He was 6 years old, as I remember, and he started crying, saying, "Mama, this is my fault."
We
got a lawyer and got the charges dismissed, but what did she do wrong? I mean, when I was a kid, my parents said, beat it for the day and I left. Today you can't do that because there are so many laws that are you doing anything wrong? Well, you don't really know. Did Brandon Robb do anything wrong? Go to our website, Brandon Robb case. He was doing anti-Obama Facebook post on a Saturday morning. This is a returning Marine. Hero, by the way. He blew up, he got rid of mines over in Afghanistan. They surrounded his home, local police, FBI agents, Department of Homeland Security, and took him away and actually locked him. He had a 5-minute exam, and the psychiatrist said he was crazy. They put him in a mental hospital. We filed a lawsuit and got him out in a week. The judge said he shouldn't have been there in the first place, but what did he do wrong? I mean, people don't get it. The First Amendment says you have a right to criticize the government. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
How unique. We got about, we'll get to this after the break. Excuse me. Let's go back to the traffic stop. We got about a minute.
Yeah.
What about people talk about driving without a license or traveling without a license? There's a difference between driving and traveling, that I have a right to travel if I want to. Will you address that a little bit?
If you don't have a license, I mean, listen, That's what's happened to the country. If you don't have a license, you may have a right to travel, but you better have that license or you're going to get arrested and taken to jail. And you better have registration ready to take out of your immediately, because anything, they can pull you out of that car. And the thing is that they do make quite a bit of money off of that now. And there's a private prison complex popping up around the country that makes a lot of money just putting people in jail. And people are sitting in jail now a year, by the way.
We got to go to break, John.
See a lawyer. They can't afford the bail. They don't see it. They don't have
a
lawyer.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. We'll be back after this four-minute break with John Whitehead. Wow, great information. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour with John Whitehead from Rutherford.org, his book, Battlefield America. We're going to get into right now, the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights. In it, it says that no rights can be exercised against the will of the United Nations. The United Nations is the God. The United Nations is the ruler. The Declaration of Independence, the truly only unique thing about America, is the Declaration of Independence, that our rights do not come from man, can't be controlled by man. That's exactly what we're talking about. But because, in spite of that, we're still seeing just the opposite. Battlefield America, where are we going with this police state, John?
Well, again, where we're going is, to me, a total control society. But, and we were talking about on the break, we just went through the 4th of July, and I see people out in the street with the fireworks and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, have they ever really read the Declaration of Independence and understand what it says? And if you read Jefferson's draft, he wrote the Declaration of Independence, a few edits from Franklin and a few others. But what he said was, our rights come from God. And the government's there to make sure that government agents, the over-government, under-government agents do not violate it, basically. That's the theory. Most Americans don't get that. They think that actually the government gives them their rights. So we've lost that revolutionary view of our rights and our government. And, we're traveling down a road, in my opinion, that as society is morally breaking down, and when societies morally break down, you saw it in Nazi Germany, you saw it in the Soviet Union, and other countries across the world today. Once those beliefs start breaking down, once your allegiance shifts from a creator to a government, the government is your God.
That's right.
So that's who you're going to be saluting in the end. And the question is, I've asked people, is that who you really want to salute? Because I've sued people in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years. I sued Bill Clinton and won $1 million judgment against him for what he was doing with women. And I've seen the underbelly of the government. It's not really pretty. It's not something that you'd want to walk away with and go, I'm really proud of what's going on, because as anybody can tell you, money calls the shots. And the Bible says really clearly that the love of money is the root of what? All evil.
All evil.
Exactly.
All evil.
When, once money becomes the guiding principle, you lose that key moral spiritual base. And we've lost that. Ask any government agent today, whether it's an FBI agent, and the FBI, by the way, does some things that are just absolutely atrocious. Ask them, where their rights come from. They're going to look at you and say, it's the Constitution. Yeah, but no, the rights don't come from the Constitution. No. If you read it, there's a reason you have a Bill of Rights. There are 10 amendments. Jefferson, Madison, and people were concerned that the Constitution, as originally drafted, did not really fully protect our rights. So they gave us the Bill of Rights. And again, like we said before, if you don't know those, then there's a good chance, like I say, if you don't know your rights, you're going to lose them. And we're losing them, folks. There's no doubt about that.
We had Dr. Dave Krupa on was it the beginning of this week or the end of the days just started to go by?
It was just a couple of days ago.
Okay, the beginning of the week. He was involved in a situation. He was in a meeting with someone from the Texas Attorney General's office. He recorded the meeting, and in that meeting, this representative said that we are teaching our police officers that statutes trump the Constitution. Statutes are greater than the Bill of Rights.
Yep. That's a dangerous road.
Well, do you see
a few policemen, I said, you're called a law enforcement officer. I said, what law are you enforcing? And they'll go through, well, I go, I say, sir, the basic law is the Constitution. That's what you're enforcing. You should know the Bill of Rights better than the average citizen, and you should protect those rights. And again, though, like I say, the average American doesn't know them. To give you an example, this is kind of, we have these little Bill of Rights cards. What happened was a guy was out on the street corner, a few people, and they were protesting, I forget exactly what, years ago. And the police arrived. And they said, one of the police guys said, what authority do you have to be out here? And they were surrounding it, ready to remove him. He says, the First Amendment. And he read the First Amendment to him, the right to peacefully assemble, petition government for redress agreements. And the policeman looked at him and went, whoa, okay, just be peaceful and all that, and we'll bet. And they drove off. He called me and said, you wouldn't believe the power of the First Amendment. I said, yeah, it's got a lot of power if you use it.
Well, if you got to know it before you can use it. Yep. We'd like to open up the calls, 885-995-6923, 885-995-6923. Davey, you're on deck. Anybody else? Questions for John Whitehead? We'll be back after this three-minute break with this very enlightening interview, John Whitehead, Rutherford.org. Battlefield America is the book. Get it, folks. We are in a battle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour, we're talking with one of the great legal minds and constitutional legal minds, and those are not always the same thing, and they're becoming rarer by the day. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org, his new book, Battlefield America, to introduce that to you, and also the Power Mall. We have Jerry Peterman's products, Time Challenger, the Silver, Strauss Heart Drops, Vitamir, all sorts of things that help your life, bless your life, give the power back to you. The Declaration of Independence gave the power to the people. We are doing everything we can here to give the power of your life back to you, your health, your truth, your knowledge, your education, the endowment of your Creator, what you have inside you, that you can express it as you wish. And that's why we are talking to John Whitehead. John, we got some callers lined up. Before we go there, I want to ask you about civil asset forfeiture, because because I brought that up to my in-laws, and they couldn't believe that the police would pull over their grandma, or a grandma, and steal her $6,000 that she had in the glove compartment. It was just beyond them. How prevalent is civil asset forfeiture, and where is this going?
Oh, it's a billion-dollar affair. I mean, billions upon billions. It's shared with the local police, shared with the Justice Department. Obama supposedly was going into, cutting it back, but President Trump now has ramped it up again. He's not against it, so it's going to be more prevalent. If you have any cash or property in your car and the police do a search of the car, they can seize that. It can be cash. They've actually seized car. They do seize your car. They can then go, if you are charged with a crime but not convicted, and this is the key, they can actually take your home if they think it's going to amount to. Some people have lost their homes when they're found not guilty because they cannot afford the lawyers to see it, because, lawyers are very expensive, unfortunately. So it's a billion-dollar business. It's one of the worst things. Police now have what they call textilizer devices. They can, when they pull you over, they can read everything on your cell phone almost immediately, what you've been texting, what you've been saying. And in some states now, they can actually swipe your credit cards or your phone now and seize all your assets, even what's in the bank.
Let's talk about the danger here, because I'm always relating this back to my in-laws. They would say, well, that's the law. They can do that. I'm here to say, and you tell me what your legal opinion is, that is against the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights is the absolute law in this country.
It's correct. The Fourth Amendment says you cannot seize your property, search your home or anything without evidence of, illegality and a conviction. Person, you're supposed to be secure, and it says really clear, in your persons, your houses, your papers, and effects. But with what we're seeing today with all the SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture and stuff, private property is basically dead. I mean, that's my opinion. Gosh. If you don't pay your taxes on time, they can take your home. And let me ask you this. I don't know how many of your listeners out there supposedly own your home. Do you actually have the deed? Go and try to get the deed to your home. The government keeps the deed. They may give you a copy of it.
Yeah,
and the reason they're keeping the deed is because, and again, a lot of local communities complain. They see that there are city councils and stuff are meeting with expensive corporate donors and stuff and all the construction projects that don't seem to make sense, and they want to fight it. But even if you own your home, they can come take it if you don't pay your taxes. So the question is, do you really own it? If they do that, we've been asleep. You can sleep, you can snore, and the average American watches 151 hours of screen devices a month today.
Wow.
And the younger people, I mean, they're on them all the time now. They're frozen to them. They're not awake. I mean, how many people, when I say there's 80,000 SWAT team raids in America, annually, and they look at me and go, whoa, I didn't know that. And those are confirmed figures, and it's increasing. They don't know it. The media is not going to tell you on your screen device. They want you smiling and buying products.
Right.
Wow.
So,
well,
time to wake up. I mean, I stopped watching television, what was it, 4 years ago. I had to stop watching it because I was saying, I was reading and studying. These people aren't giving me the news anymore.
No, we know that for sure. One of the things we tell our listeners, one of the very important things we tell them, is to print a copy of the Bill of Rights and put it on their refrigerator.
Yep.
If they don't know this, then we're going to lose this. That's my feeling. If we don't know this, it's going to be gone.
I've done radio interviews, and people call in and say, John, I read the Bill of Rights to my kids. You know, your billfold copy that we put in a billfold. And he said, they understand it. I said, sure.
It's not complicated. That's why I told my in-laws. It's not complicated.
It's 462 words, the Bill of Rights.
Let's go to the callers now. Davey's been waiting patiently. Thank you, Davey. Let's go to Davey in Texas. You're live on the air with John. What's on your mind, Davey?
Well, first, Daniel, I just wanted to say thank you for all you do and pass along the Bible verse in honor of Joyce that says, rejoice evermore.
Yes.
Rejoice evermore. Yes, sir.
That's one of the two shortest verses in the Bible. The other one is Jesus wept. And, you know, in the Jesus Wept department, you know, we convict ourselves out of our own mouths with our own language. And I would just like to point out that there's a distinct difference between the holy and the unholy and the sacred and the profane. And the global crime syndicate that's doing business as the United States government has all these legal statutes, so to speak, where they can legally go out and murder people, you know, because of a bogus allegation or whatever. And the police are there to enforce the policy. They're not there to uphold the law of liberty. And the issue really is our language. And I won't belabor the point too much more, but for people who love Jesus and love the truth, the government is on Jesus' shoulders, not the global crime syndicate. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Dave brings up a good point. I mean, we have a public trust. The public trust is our endowment in the, that's declared in the Declaration of Independence, and that's what they're supposed to be protecting. But it's not always what they're protecting, is it, John?
No, it's like I said, they're protecting the government laws. But and when I look at the, when I read the Jesus in the Bible, I see a Jesus who was straight on. He told you what he thought. He helped people move forward, you know, and he was such a threat to the government that they decided they'd get rid of him. So they put him on a cross. I mean, yeah, he was put on a cross, and guess what? He didn't commit any crime. That's like a lot of people I see today. The lady lets her kid ride a block down to the playground, is arrested and handcuffed on a porch. She didn't commit any crime. But and those are the kind of people, you know, I'm out there defending because, you know, they're willing to say, hey, I'm going to stand up for it, you know, and, but language is important. And again, what we're seeing the kids taught in the schools, and the gentleman makes a good point. A lot of kids I'm talking to basically have no clue what's going on. They just don't understand where rights come from, because if you mention the word God in schools today, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
now, let me tell you another thing about what I said. I met with a group of fourth graders here recently. Mm-hmm. And one of the students, a little girl, said, she was talking, she says, we have words we can't say, 10 words. And I said, what words? And she said, I can't say the words.
Oh,
and she said, and then she went out, she said the G word. And I went, oh, the God thing again. She said, no. And I said, can you spell out what you're talking about? She spelled the word guns.
Oh.
And I said, wait a minute, how does... You teach civics in the Second Amendment. How do you teach what policemen carry? What? How do you teach what the soldiers over in Afghanistan carry? Are they carrying G's?
I mean, it
makes no sense, is what I'm saying. We're living,
John, you're getting me fired
up. You're talking about language, it makes no sense.
You are getting me fired up because I've said
no
this
sense.
Now. Yes, I have said. Well, it does make sense in one way. If you're trying to deconstitutionalize a nation, you're trying to separate them from their inheritance. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense. If we don't put this
it
in our hearts,
logically makes sense is what I'm saying, though.
Yes,
if you can't make the
I
word
completely
done,
agree.
You live in an illusionary world. It doesn't make any sense.
If we don't put this in our heart, it's going to be gone. It's that simple. It will be gone. Let's go back to our callers. Francis in North Carolina. Francis, good morning, Francis. What's on your mind?
Hello, folks.
Hi.
Two quick thoughts for you. And for some people, this may be viewed as I'm playing the devil's advocate, which would be really quite untrue. One, as far as the gal that had the chicken that was confiscated or whatever, the question is, was she living inside the city or ordinance or city limit? Or was she outside of the city limit? Because there is such a thing as a city ordinance. And the question is whether or not the people actually agree to those ordinances or vote to have them rescinded or reorganized for that matter. Two, as far as the owning your house is concerned, that is a good question because, quite frankly, if you have a mortgage, it's actually the bank that's actually owning your house. You are simply, by that mortgage, renting it from the bank.
Yes.
You have it paid off. Regardless of who's got the deed, as long as you're paying that mortgage, you're paying rent to the bank until you've actually got it paid off.
Yeah.
Okay, two questions. Go. Let's start with the chicken first.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was a law against it. She did not know it was illegal, the lady, no. That's what I'm saying. And I was making a point that cutting grass, all these things, in some cities now, if you have a half an inch of snow on your front sidewalk, it has to be removed within 2 hours. hours or something. They got all these rules. And a lot of these are passed by organizations that actually, private organizations, they propose the laws to legislators saying this is how you'll make a certain amount of money over a period of time, and they pass them. It's not being by our so-called government servants are passing those laws. As to the single chicken in the backyard, I have people that have four or five dogs running around pooping on everybody's lawn. That's okay as long as they have a leash on. But what, I mean, I guess that this question is, what is the danger of one woman who wants eggs from a single chicken in her backyard? I mean, to me, it's illogical, but it is a way to prohibit certain people from doing certain things. Yes.
True. Have a great one.
I mean, I just thought it was comical that police grabbed the chicken and confiscated it and took it away like it was a criminal.
I'm surprised they could catch him.
They didn't have chicken soup that time.
Sam, what did you ask?
I said, I'm surprised they could catch that chicken, unless it was in a, you know, a small cage.
Well, she had it in a cage. It was in a little cage.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not right.
No, they have to, you know, in most places where there's wooded area. It was in Virginia because they have foxes and stuff. And that's another, you know, foxes and stuff out there. I mean, it's getting to be a dangerous world.
The foxes are in Washington. That's where the foxes are.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dave.
The foxes is a better word, maybe.
Well, I like rat, too. Let's call them fox rats. Let's make up a word, the fox rats. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Dave?
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I just want to compliment Sammy for doing her homework. You can tell she's really doing her homework. Yeah, Mr. Whitehead.
Yeah.
You know, any day you don't learn something is a day wasted. And
I agree with that.
Yeah. And here's some. You have enough irons in your fire, but I'm going to put something up to you now that maybe you've never heard of. But Daniel and the Power Hour have had John Oates on, and it reverse speech. Now, whenever you speak, if you're speaking emotionally, what you're really thinking comes out when you play it in reverse. I know that sounds kind of woo-woo stuff, but it's real. And, you know, so every word that comes out of your mouth will condemn you. You know what I'm saying? It's like God made these things so that, you know, everything you say, your spirit will.
Well, no. Judge not lest ye be judged. For you who judge, do the same thing. I point it out to people all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But judge the righteous judgment, though.
So, you know, it was just that one, you know, they want to check your cell phone or whatever to see what you were talking about. Well, you know, that's superfluous, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know.
Well, it violates the Fourth Amendment. They should get a warrant, but they do that now. I mean, the things we haven't talked about, they have stingray devices. They drive by police. They're given, Department of Homeland Security gives them out to police, and they go ride by your house and collect everything on your cell phone and your laptop.
I almost got
without
in
a warrant.
Yeah, I almost got in trouble like 20 years ago, and I didn't even realize it was a secret. But it was I thought there was some father or somebody whose son, you know, was in a branch of, you know, of the military or whatever. And he told me, his son said, hey, Dad, they can fly over the top of the house and determine what every item is in the house. That's just 20 years ago.
They're called dirt boxes. The FBI flies Cessnas out of all the major airports in America. They're called dirt boxes. They're in the airplane. They do whole geographical areas. They pull everything up. And also, the government's now flying these blimps over your house. You see blimps flying over your house now. They're doing like 8 states at a time now. Everything on your cell phones or whatever. Yeah.
Thank you.
How close are we to the movie Minority Report? I know you
wrote articles
about that.
In fact, I showed it to my students this summer and said, you want a picture of today? Let's talk about this futuristic movie. And they watched it, and they've done the research now, a lot of them. And here's the thing most people don't understand. Facebook, Google, they work with the government. Amazon built a $600 million intelligence file for all the intelligence agencies. They work closely with the government. All that information, listen, you do a text, and let me give you an example of a case I actually had. Former, again, American hero, medal winner, veteran, someone asking why they were doing military exercises close to their city. He only wrote 3 sentences. He says, the mountains near your city simulate Pakistan, and it's SEALs, Navy SEALs, and they're just, you know, doing training. That's all he said, training exercise. The next day, 2 NSA agents showed up at his door This is a decorated veteran, and told him they were going to deport him if he did any more emails like that.
Ooh.
It was nothing he did wrong. He came, this guy's 6'8". He came into my office crying. Well, I wrote a letter to the NSA and told him, back off. If you guys show up again anywhere like this, we're going to sue you. He never heard from him again. But, again, they were watching everything this guy's doing because, what? He's a returning veteran.
Wow, let's go back to the callers. We got a couple minutes. Lauren in Ohio. Is Lauren in Ohio? Did you say she dropped off? What did you say, Brad? Hello, Brad? Lauren in Ohio, is she there?
Hello, you got me?
There you go. Hey, Lauren. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Hey, easy solution for the cell phone computer thing. Don't use them. The French government, they're back to pneumatic conveying systems. You know, if you want privacy, you're going to have to do a little work to get it. If you want good children, you're going to have to do some of the work yourself. There's nothing in the Word of God that says put your children in an institution and allow them to teach lies so that when your children grow up, they're not capable of functioning. And you have a suicide rate. It's the second leading killer for people, young people 18 to 30.
Yeah.
Well, why? Because they realize that they do not have a skill set. They do not have any morals. They don't have a work ethic. All the things that you were supposed to learn when you were young, they didn't get that. And Charlotte Iserby, you have her on quite a bit. I was wondering, sir, if you knew Charlotte Iserby, DeliberateDumbingDown.com?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I see her stuff, yeah.
Okay, I ran for state school board in Ohio, and what I found out was they're intentionally destroying these children. Now, when you combine that with what you were talking about, with what is this an accident? Is this on purpose? No, this is every bit of on purpose.
We got to go to break, Lauren. Let's pause you right there. We'll hold you over. Just stay right there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. One more segment with the one and only John Whitehead.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Last segment with John Whitehead. During the break, he was talking about a video about what the Pentagon is actually preparing for, what all this means, all this police state. Go ahead, John. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, several months ago, it was actually a newspaper got it under a FOIA request, a video that the Pentagon is training their top personnel and some of their key troops, and local police, by the way, have access to it, and federal agents like the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. But it's predicting a total breakdown of society, initially economically. And as I talk to economists around the country, they're looking at me saying, "Yeah, this could we could collapse because you have people graduating from college with law degrees now, and they're making $20,000 a year salary. So there's going to be a lot of unrest, and we've seen it over the years, some of it pop up here and there. So they're getting ready in case there is a total breakdown of society to impose martial law. If you look at the video, I mean, we have it on our website, Rutherford.org, and I also did a podcast on it. You can see me talking about it in key portions of the video. It's pretty scary. But what it does, it gets, you know, the government agents out there with a lot of weapons very hyped. So they're very nervous about the American people and what the future looks like. But when I saw the video for the first time, I just kind of went, whoa, what in the world was the mind behind? And here's the key. It's really well done. It was done by a Hollywood director who's remaining anonymous. We don't know who he is.
What? Tell me about these FEMA camps. I know you've done some research into that because people go back and forth, say they do exist, don't exist. What's your research tell you?
Well, my research is that the Bush administration gave millions of dollars to various some groups connected to Dick Cheney, and the money was actually parsed out, we know that, and given to some large companies to build FEMA camps. And we contacted several years ago the different companies and the government and went around. No one would actually answer the one key question, were the camps built? They didn't deny it. They wouldn't answer the question. I'd be honest with you, I talked to former NSA agents who have talked to me. They've read my books. They agree with the future of the country. And these are one over 30 years. He told me that the FEMA camps do exist. Got them on military bases and sprinkled around the country. And people don't know there's actually a list called Main Corps. And this is not conspiracy theory. You can go. It's just documented. At least 8 million names on this Main Corps list considered to be extremists that would be rounded up in times of emergency. And that's the quote, in times of emergency.
And we know
that to the 2030 video, and you start getting the idea. And you know something? there's a lot of folks I know that are probably on that list.
And you know this from what? Repeat that again. That's bombshell information.
Main Corps. It's actually out there, folks. You want to go do your own research? It's footnotable. They do have a database called Main Corps, at least 8 million names are on it. People to be rounded up in times of emergency.
See, this is what I'm talking about, why I want the Bill of Rights on everybody's refrigerator. Because we can argue back and forth about all this stuff. The solution to 90%+ of our problems is the Bill of Rights. That's my opinion. Do you agree with that?
Knowledgeable citizens. Jefferson said it. Eternal vigilance is the key to maintaining liberty. And that's knowing your Bill of Rights and exercising them, by the way. Getting down to your local city council, I'm telling people to do this, get down to your local city council, and you can pass nullification laws and nullify a lot of this stuff. By the way, does your local city council have an oversight committee on SWAT teams to make sure that they're not crashing through in the middle of the night on innocent people, which they do?
Ooh, me.
John, well, you have to come back for another hour. Right, there's just so much more information.
And by the way, I really appreciate Joyce Riley, great lady.
Oh, well, thank you, John. John Whitehead, Rutherford.org. The book is Battlefield America. What a great legal mind in analyzing what's going on and how to deal with it. Look, the truth will set you free. The Bill of Rights is our protection. If we live it, we know it, we breathe it, we can push this back. John, thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks, folks. Thanks very much.
Sam, great to be with you as always, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
God bless everybody. Have a great afternoon.